Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. President Trump insists his move to ban the entry of people from seven countries is not a Muslim ban and is not about religion. He says it's about keeping America safe. Mr. Trump is limiting for 90 days issuing visas until a policy review. Reince Priebus is the White House Chief of Staff.
If you're coming in and out of one of those seven countries, by the way, identified by the Obama administration as the seven most dangerous countries in the world in regard to harboring terrorists and affirmed by Congress multiple times, then you're going to be subjected temporarily with more questioning until a better program is put in place over the next several months.
The order covers people from Iran, Sudan, Iraq, Syria, Yemen, Libya, and Somalia. Meantime, thousands rallied in U.S. cities and at airports against Mr. Trump's travel ban, including Anya Zhant at San Francisco International Airport.
I feel like our president is pandering to the mob, and I don't want any part of it, and I'm ashamed to be an American today. And I want to tell immigrants that they're welcome here.
Federal judge issued an order Saturday barring the deportation of people detained with valid visas at U.S. airports under Mr. Trump's executive action. UN Food and Agriculture Organization warns that as little as one-fourth of the expected rainfall received, widespread drought conditions in the Horn of Africa have intensified. This leaves more than 17 million people in crisis and emergency food insecurity. FAO said the hardest-hit area is much of Somalia, northeast of Kenya, and southeastern Ethiopia. This is VOA News.